Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 319 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still at the beginning of the Magic Explained section. Today's the day we're going to start discussing something that really sticks in my craw, something you're going to be sick of hearing me bring up as time goes on. Magic wasn't a thing originally in Heroes Unlimited, as we've discussed. It was added in Heroes Unlimited Revised. It was then carried over, standardized with other Palladium games, and, not to put too fine a point on it, ruined in Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition. The Magic section of Heroes Unlimited Revised is really good. It's really fun. It's very flavorful. In Heroes Unlimited 2nd Edition, instead, what we have is this bean counting exercise of trading PPE for X number of spell effects that take X number of actions per melee to go off. Much of the best stuff from the previous edition's Magic section is dropped in favor of just the worst choices. We'll talk about this more tomorrow, but let's stick with today. Let's talk about the flavor of Magic and how it may have changed from the last edition. First of all, and this is a big change that, you know, if I were a very narrow rules-oriented person, this would be the dumbest thing on this page, from purely a design perspective. Spells have changed so that higher-level spells now take more actions to cast. Back in Heroes Unlimited Revised, every spell is one action to cast, and that's it. Now, according to spell level, spells take variable amounts of time to cast. So we got three categories of spells, basically. Little piddly spells of levels 1 to 8. You can cast up to 2 per round, and each one costs 2 actions. Spells of levels 9 to 10, you can cast up to 1 per melee round, but each one counts as 6 actions. And spells levels 11 to 15 require 2 melee rounds, or maybe even longer if they say so. Now, this is a little added level of complexity that I think is unnecessary. It kind of messes up the power balance of spells as well. A spell of level 9 to 10 that is, a combat spell has to be pretty damn good to be worth choosing. It has to be like 6 times as good as the comparable non-magical option. Because in the time it takes to cast the spell, you can do whatever physical attack you have 6 times with greater flexibility, and it doesn't cost you potential psychic energy. You don't have to kill any chickens, etc., etc. Many, many advantages to doing things without magic. Chicken mortality among them. Amusingly, like, my biggest thing with this is that there's a certain, like, sweet spot of wizard levels right in the middle of the average campaign, like right around 5th level. At this point, let's say that you're rolling randomly for spell gains every level using the, like, simplified spell gain chart rather than doing this whole, like, role-playing journey where you have to go find mentors and beg them and plead with them to teach you spells that you'll then go abuse. Assuming that you and the GM rightfully decided, fuck that, we're just going to roll on this table and see what new spells I can get. By 5th level, you've got a spell or two from levels 9 through 10. These are like the big guns, right? These are the ones you can cast up to once per round, but each one takes 6 actions. Here's the thing. Unless you took hand-to-hand assassin, which if you did, kudos, this doesn't apply to you. If you're playing a wizard assassin in Heroes Unlimited, I have nothing else to teach you. Go forth and conquer. But unless you did that, let's say you took hand-to-hand martial arts, expert, basic, whatever. Your hand-to-hand style only gives you 5 actions per melee round, which means while you can theoretically cast a spell every round, you actually don't have the actions to do that. You would have to borrow ahead. You'd have to go 1 action into the next round to cast a full spell. And likewise, you'd then have to go 2 actions into the next round to cast another spell. Crucially, this means that in any kind of magical conflict, you are fucked for the first round. You have got to spend the whole time casting a spell, and no spell happens until round 2. You're always going to be 1 spell behind. So for like magical duels, crime fighting, etc., you're fucked. Fortunately, there is a solution. And if you've been listening to the podcast, if you're a longtime dumbhead, maybe you can guess. Maybe you can guess what one common skill solves this problem and makes you an effective wizard. That's right, it's boxing. If there's one thing that makes you a better magic duelist, even than those years training at a CIA black site before you mangled your beautiful torture hands and decided to go learn magic from an ancient Tibetan monk, if there's one better way to become a kick-ass wizard, it's learning how to box on your off days. Take a long weekend away from wizard training, drive into the city, hit the gym. Only on weekends, though. Wizarding is the main thing. Keep your eyes on the prize. If you can be a boxing wizard, you can add 1 action per melee, get your full 6 actions per melee, and then, as a level 5 wizard, you can actually cast a spell every round instead of having to stagger them out. So yeah, inexplicably, the key to being an effective mid-level combat wizard is boxing training. But you know, I rag on boxing a lot. There's no reason for me to belabor that here. And look, I'm still a kid at heart. You know, under this cynical exterior, I'm still a child, clearly. Like, look, I have this podcast, don't I? You give me a wizard boxer, a wizard assassin, I'm happy. I'm glad those concepts are well supported, and I wish all of the wizard boxers in the audience the greatest success. Bad rules are bad rules. They're not the worst offense you can make in a game. Here's the worst offense you can make in a game, and it's the dumbest thing on this page. Something was removed from the magic section, from the flavor of magic in this edition of the game, that should never have been removed. We learn about it on this page under the heading Circle Magic. Quote, "For quick, easy play, circles have been removed from the second edition." I am so fucking furious about this. I owned Revised Heroes Unlimited before I owned Second Edition Heroes Unlimited. There were many things from Revised Heroes Unlimited that I was outraged to find missing from the second edition, and one of those things is the badass section on magic circles from HU Revised. I loved these pages. These pages were the kind of thing that worries your parents. These were pages that if someone saw them at your church youth group, the next time at the church youth group, that person who saw them would like ask for a prayer for you without saying why. And everybody like, oh, what's wrong with Chris? Psst, psst, psst. What happened? Why are we praying for Chris? Psst, psst, psst. Chris is worshiping demons. We saw it in that book that he was carrying around with the superheroes on the cover. These aren't just text descriptions of magic circles in HU Revised. Oh no, my friend. This is something much cooler if you're a doofy 12-year-old role player. These are actual pictures of magical circles with detailed instructions on how to create those circles. And they do specific things that are more complicated and awesome than spell effects. The whole package, the picture of the circle that you get to peruse and draw in your little notebook, your little character notebook, like, yeah, this is what my badass wizard draws when he wants to use his magic powers. The requirements for what your character actually has to do to make his magic work. Let me just give you an example. Let me read you something that was cut for second edition, okay? I'm now opening Heroes Unlimited Revised. We're on page 105. This is under the power circle section. This is the power circle. How powerful is this fucking circle? Power is in the name, twice. That's how powerful. So there's a picture of the power circle, how you draw it on the ground. I will post this on the Instagram. Of course I will. Quote, "The circle confers great primal magic power to the people within it. It taps into and focuses magic energy upon the circle area, endowing those within it with unlimited power." Unlimited power. When's the last time a role-playing game gave you unlimited power? Quote, "The circle area seems to glow and undulate with light and color as if it were a cosmic prism. The rush of energy envelops the circle's occupants." And then it goes on to describe mechanically what you get from standing in this circle. Listen to this shit. You get a +5 to saving throws. You get a +2 to your spell strength. You get bioregeneration, so everybody regenerates inside the circle. Everybody inside the circle can cast the following spells. Ball of flame, call lightning, wall of fire. It also creates the following effects. Charm, a charismatic aura. Everybody in the circle, in addition to having untold magic powers, I'm sorry, in addition to having, quote, unlimited magical powers and being able to throw fireballs and shoot lightning, they're also charming as hell. These people standing in the magic circle, the power circle, they can get any girl they want as long as they're standing in a magic circle. Like, as if they need the help. If you met 5 cool dudes in robes standing in a circle throwing fireballs around, undulating with cosmic prism light, of course you'd go to prom with them, you know? I think we, and by we, I mean all of us 12-year-old boys reading Heroes Unlimited Revised, can agree these guys are living the dream. Layered on top of that, they've got magical charisma, more magical effects, weightlessness. In an area 20 feet around the circle, everything floats off the ground. Shit comes up off the ground and floats in the air like they're in space. What's cooler than a wizard boxer? A wizard boxer astronaut, that's what. And that's what you're going to be like when you're standing in a power circle with everything in the room fucking floating around you within 20 feet while you stand there in your boxing gloves, casting spells in a circle of unlimited power. What else? Oh, animate / control dead. By the way, on top of your fireball circle, on top of throwing lightning bolts, incidentally, by the way, this circle also animates all the corpses in the area and brings them under your command. Oh, does it control? How about animals? Yep, animals too. All the dogs and all the cadavers within radius under your command. Surrounded by zombies, throwing fireballs, charming as hell, like a Diablo necromancer in a horny fanfic. Now you're asking yourself, how can I live this dream existence? How can I attain to this ultimate wizard level? I'll tell you exactly how, because the instructions are right fucking here on page 105 in Revised Heroes Unlimited. First of all, you got to know the power words, which are, quote, Zai Yin, Lo Kum Yin, Kim Nark Mark. Okay, now I don't have ultimate power yet, but I'm only halfway through. Hold on. Also, you need to activate the circle, and here's how you do that. Quote, the circle is activated and reactivated by invoking the proper power words and by wearing a helm fashioned from the skull of a tiger. That's the sound of me dropping Heroes Unlimited Revised. It's like a mic drop, only it's a book drop. On top of all that ultimate power, the thing you gotta do to achieve it, I'm sorry, the thing you get to do to achieve it, is fashion and wear a helmet made of the skull of a tiger. What else do you want? What else do you want from the wizarding life but to wear the skull of a tiger, have ultimate power, glimmer with the light of a cosmic prism, charm the pants off all the ladies, throw fireballs, raise the dead, say a magic spell that is printed verbatim in the rulebook, command dogs, and make all the shit in the room float around you. This is the coolest shit. And this is one magic circle. We're not even talking about the magic circle that turns you invisible, where you have to have the complete intact skeleton of a toad, which you turn invisible in the process of casting the magic circle. These are fucking rad. These circles are the best thing in that section. Almost. It's such a good section. We're going to talk about this more as we go on. These were cut. Why? Quote, for quick, easy play. Listen, author of this book. Did you read this book? Like, have you been following the rules as we've gone? Quick and easy play. I mean, with all affection for Heroes Unlimited, I mean, you can hear it in my voice. I love the various iterations of this game in a certain way. But you have to admit, playing the rules of this game as written is just a fucking misery. Quick and easy. I mean, honestly, when I read this page of second edition and I saw that little note, I was aghast. I was like, geez, how fucking slow and horrible does a rule have to be to get cut from this book on the grounds that it's not quick and easy enough? But no, circle magic is like, it's difficult for the characters. You know, you got to go find an intact toad skeleton sometimes. But in terms of the rules, in terms of adjudication, like how hard is it to get a tiger skull, put it on your head, done and done? I mean, it's just as fast at the table as describing it. Hey, player one, you got that tiger skull helmet? Sure do, GM. You put it on your head, player one? Sure am, GM. Okay, cast your power colon power spell. Okay, I did it, GM. Okay, player one, you achieved unlimited power. It's that simple. That was just a little snippet of actual play for you to show you how simple these rules are, how quick and easy they are. On the other hand, I could try to give you a little audio play now of what it would be like to do a round of combat as a wizard, boxer, assassin with seven actions and trying to figure out how many spells you can cast and adjudicate them all and figure out the defense rolls to all of them that your opponent gets. This podcast episode isn't long enough for that. It isn't long enough for me to do an audio play of a round of Palladium Combat, because you know what Palladium Combat isn't? Goddamn quick and easy. The dumbest thing on this page is that in a book full of rules that lead to the most bloated, tedious gameplay, they cut one of the coolest things about magic, one of the most flavorful things about magic, circle magic, on grounds that it doesn't play fast enough. Outrageous. 2 decades later, and I'm still fucking angry about this. But if you think we're done talking about this just because I've already become as angry about it as I've ever been in my life, you are sadly mistaken, my friend. We're going to continue talking on like every page of this section. I'm making this vow to you, the listener. Every time I call out something in this section for being boring and unnecessary and redundant, yes, that irony is intentional, I'm going to offer a thing from Heroes Unlimited Revised that was cut that should be in this space instead. That section was so good. It really should have just been cut and pasted, as Palladium loves to do, God knows. It should have just been cut and pasted into this book. You know, make the change to potential psychic energy, fine. Like, if you got to standardize with your other game lines, I get it, fine. But the content, the substance of that section from the previous edition of this game was so good. For everything I can point out in second edition where magic sucks, there's something where magic is awesome in revised edition that should have been carried across instead to take up that space in this big fat fucking book that somehow didn't have space for wizards who wear tiger skulls on their heads. Ah, I'm so angry. I'm holding a hot chocolate right now. And I'm still pissed. I didn't even think that was possible. Join me next time as we finally stop explaining magic and get onto the goddamn spells on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.